Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Diana.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，要说一下前段时间在国内有一部热播的电视剧啊，叫《危险关系》，主要说的就是情感操控 PUA 这么一个主题，也引起了很多共鸣，因为这两年好像大家对于情感操控 PUA。这个 term 都听得特别多，不光是 romantic relationship 里面，包括职场啊，甚至自己的原生家庭。
This PUA term, does it stand for pickup artist?
对 ,pickup artist 是从英文来的，但是如果你跟一个 the native speaker 说被 PUA 或者 PUA, 他们会一头雾水 right?
Yeah, PUA,、a pickup artist is a very specific type of、manipulation. It is not really a blanket term、for being manipulated mentally or emotionally. You know, it's a very specific, like there's a guy trying to pick up a woman using very specific techniques.
中文把 PUA 就变成了一个
catch-all term.
对 catch-all 就是比较 broadly 的就是讲情感操控啊。好，所以你刚刚操控用到的一个词一个 keyword 是 manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You are actively trying to control a situation, you know, someone's state of mind.
这样的一个人他们就是一个 manipulator.
Yes, in many situations, especially in relationships, this person would be called the abuser, right? They're using these manipulative techniques and strategies to keep you under control in the relationship.
情绪虐待，一个虐待者。好，那你刚刚也用到了这个 manipulative, 一个 manipulator 就是一个很 manipulative 的 person, 然后呢也可以形容这样的一段关系 right? Very often being trapped in a manipulative relationship.
Right.
讲到这个情绪情感操控啊 we're talking about psychological, mental, emotional, 是吧 all of those.
Yeah, it's kind of justencompasses everything, can cover the psychological and mental and, you know, even verbally and emotionally manipulative.
所以刚刚讲到的那部电视剧它是讲情感操控这样一个主题 So we can say that TV drama is about emotional manipulation. 看了一集然后我就觉得非常的真的很 stressful. That guy还 teach another guy 怎么 emotionally manipulate 或者 gaslight 他的 partner.
Yeah, that's actually like a term that's, you know, growing in popularityYou know, a few years back, it was even the word of the year in 2022.
就是 gaslight. 好，那其实我想到的哈，英语里面比较对应现在我们说 PUA 的，就是一种更简化的现代口语说法，就是这个词 to gaslight 或者 gaslighting 这件事情。包括你现在看很多的这个英语畅销书，以及很多电视电影，它的主题都是 gaslighting.
Right. So, you know, even though I know what gaslight means, I didn't actually know, you know, the history behind why gaslight means what it means today.
这个煤油灯或者煤气灯，我觉得我们基本上都没有看过。
Right, so it's very rare to see. It's more like an historic relic now.
好，那为什么 gaslighting 煤油灯在英语里面现在是情感操控的意思呢？
That's a great question. So this term gaslighting actually comes from a 1938 play called Gaslight, which was then...you know, translated into a Hollywood movie in 1944. It actually received 7 Oscar nominations and won 2. And it's essentially about a couple where the husband just makes his wife question her perception of reality, doubts her own sanity.
对，我看过那个电影是英格丽宝曼演的。故事里面她丈夫就是通过家里的这个煤气灯、说灯有没有亮啊有没有闪啊、通过一件小这么一个小的东西就开始逐渐逐渐的让太太怀疑自己是不是疯了然后她就 步逐步的开始情绪操控、情感操控他太太，然后他背后其实就是贪财。He wanted her money.
Yes, yes.
好，那总而言之呢，这就是为什么现在 gaslighting 就变成了英语里面情感操控的一个代名词。
Right. So if you're trying to describe a situation in which one person is making another person question their reality.In a very manipulative way, you know, this is called being gaslit. Person who is doing this is gaslighting the other person. And we might call the person who is gaslighting one the perpetrator or the gaslighter. A lot of narcissists will use gaslighting as a way to control their partner.
嗯，你刚刚说的 narcissist 就是一个自恋，极度自恋狂啊。
And yes, this also falls under the umbrella of emotional or psychological abuse.
They're trying to like gain control or domination over you, right?
Yes, yes.
就控制，支配。
You know, these are very like coercive tactics, you could also call.
Coercive 就是 to force you, 是吧？
嗯哼。Yes.
强迫的。我还听过一个叫什么 love bombing, 恋爱轰炸。
Yeah, that is definitely a tactic that a lot of people with narcissistic personality traits will use to get you to fall in love with them very quickly.
看似好像他很爱你啊，有很多很多的这个言语啊，举动啊，但他背后有一个 dark motive, 就背后有一个很黑暗的一个动机。
Yes.Right, and that is to get you attached quickly and also kind of dependent on their affection.
然后你好像离不开他们这样。
Mm.
And very often, 你真的 fall into that trap, 你掉入这个陷阱以后，他就变了，他就开始不断的会让你觉得、mm-hmm. 啊，一切都是你的错，让你觉得很羞愧，对吧？很内疚这样。
Right, exactly. So there's a lot of shaming and guilt tripping.And another thing is there's a lot of isolation in making sure, yeah, you don't talk to your friends or family anymore and you only hang out with them and spend time with them so that slowly, like, your social relationships are kind of weakened and you feel bad or you feel like you can't go to your friends and family anymore.
Isolate 就是把你孤立起来。Mm. 让你和家人朋友就你整个的 support network cut off、
right.
那我们最后还是来分享一些 different ways to help you escape and gain freedom from、mm. 一个 gaslighting 一个 manipulative relationship
yes and I think the first one is of course you do want to recognize the signs、or as we also like to call it the red flags
non ren chu lai shi ba ni gang shuo recognize the signs huo zhe
right
zhe ge jing bao yingyu jiu jing chang shuo red flags hong qi zi
yes so learning to identify patterns of this kind of abuse or manipulation whether it's emotional verbal financial physical
比如有一个 big red flag 就是如果你要去今天跟家人有安排或者跟你的朋友对吧甚至工作、
right.
对方就说啊你不要我了。You're abandoning me.
Yes.
Shaming you, guilt tripping you, 让你觉得啊我然后就好了我不去陪家人了我陪你吧就是这种。
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So like, yeah, making you feel guilty and also making you feel very codependent on the other person. Like you can't be your own person. Yeah.
对对对就失去自我了是吧、
mm-hmm.
好像就整个要依附在对方的身上啊。
Right.
那what else?
So next step is to set clear boundaries and yeah, decide what you will and will not tolerate and stand firm on those.
To set boundaries 是近两年也常听到的、
mm.
特别是关于我们的 emotional well-being 啊怎么来维持保有自己内心的平静和平安都得设界限是吧 set boundaries.
Right, and it's not even always going to be your romantic relationship where you will need to set boundaries. Sometimes you need to set boundaries with work, Sometimes with family, like, you know, you also can't hang out with your family all the time. It applies to all aspects of life.
各种的关系和互动之中啊。好，那当然就是对方要 isolate 你，可是你很重要的，你要去寻求帮助。
Mm-hmm. Yes. So seeking support, either, you know, reaching out to really good friends, family, or also like professionals, you know, therapists, counselors, even domestic abuse centers that will help you leave the relationship.
你刚刚说那个 counselor 就是心理咨询辅导的人，要做这一步都很不容易了，因为在一个这样的 manipulative relationship 里面，就像你刚刚讲的自己的 reality， 你都已经在质疑什么是真实的，什么是不真实的，对吧？然后对方就把你 isolate 封锁起来，已经不敢，你都不觉得就是这是一个选项 ，like to seek support。 但我觉得像这个电视剧啊，然后近几年中外都有很多相关的不同的影视作品，至少是 raise awareness， 至少让很多这样的 victim 他会看到说，哦，这是不对的，以及
yeah.
I'm not alone， 有很多人都在经历这样的折磨，对吧？然后你还有比较 proactive 的，就是你需要 leave 或者要切断跟那个人的联系。
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not that easy, or else, you know, people wouldn't find themselves in these situations
yeah.
if it was easy to spot, because a lot of times these abusers will get you used to this baseline reality that is not normal, right?
And so 它整个distort就是扭曲了你的reality嘛
exactly. mm-hmm. Right.
所以要 cut off 或者 limit
right.
contact
yes.
是吧？还有一点也是说起来很好听了，但真的在那样的情况底下，真的很难做的，就是你要好好照顾你自己。
Yeah. Yeah, focus on yourself, focus on self-care, and also growing from the situation and learning to recognize it faster in the future.
对，总之这两年有更多的意识吧，对于 emotional manipulation， 对于 gaslighting， 对于 PUA， 都是一种进步，都是一种帮助哈。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家有没有看《危险关系》这部电视剧，然后对于这个话题你有什么样的感受，也都欢迎在留言专区跟我们分享。
Right, so if you do find yourself in these kind of situations, just know that it gets better. And if you have any loved ones in this situation, you know, do your best to support them when they do reach out to you.
好，我们今天的节目就到这儿，下次再见。
Until next time, bye.